Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachom. Our text for reflection is from the prophecy of Isaiah chapter 7, the verses 10 to 14. Isaiah 7, 10 to 14. Again the Lord spoke to Ahaz, "Ask the Lord your God for a sign, whether in the deepest depths or in the heights, the highest heights." But Ahaz said, "I will not ask. I will not put the Lord to the test." Then Isaiah said, "Hear now, you house of David. Is it not enough to try the patience of humans? Will you try the patience of my God also? Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel." My theme is Emmanuel, God with us. Emmanuel, God with us. In Isaiah 7, 10 to 14, we encounter the prophecy of the coming Messiah, Emmanuel, meaning God with us. This prophecy, initially given to Ahaz, the king of Judah, serves as a profound revelation that transcends its historical context. The passage begins with Ahaz being offered a sign from God, a sign that could be as deep as the depths or as high as the heights. However, Ahaz hesitates to seek a sign, perhaps out of fear or disbelief. In response, Isaiah assures Ahaz that God himself will provide a sign, a virgin conceiving and bearing a son named Emmanuel. This divine sign becomes a pivotal moment in the unfolding narrative of salvation, ultimately finding fulfillment in the birth of Jesus Christ. My dear friends, the theme of Emmanuel, God with us, remains central to contemporary Christianity. In the birth of Jesus, we witness the embodiment of God's presence among his people. As believers, we are not left without a sign. Rather, we have the tangible reality of God dwelling among us in the person of Jesus Christ. In our faith journey today, the prophecy of Emmanuel invites us to recognize the ongoing presence of God in our lives. In the midst of challenges, uncertainties, and daily struggles, we are not alone. Emmanuel assures us that God is intimately involved in our human experience, offering comfort, guidance, and salvation. There are two questions for reflection. How does the truth of Emmanuel, God with us, impact your daily life and faith journey? Reflect on specific instances where you have experienced the presence of God in your life. Consider how this awareness influences your perspective on challenges and joys. Number two, in what ways can we as contemporary Christians embody the spirit of Emmanuel in our interactions with others and in our communities? Explore practical ways to reflect the presence of God in your relationships and community. How can the reality of God with us shape the way we engage with and serve those around us? Heavenly Father, we thank you for the assurance of your presence as revealed in the prophecy of Emmanuel. As we journey through life, help us to remain mindful of your nearness and to embody the spirit of Emmanuel in our interactions and service to others. Grant us the wisdom to recognize your signs and the courage to trust in your abiding presence. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.